Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling, racing, shooting. I don't know. One of the words I use at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, and with whatever, we go well with a nice Chardonnay. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking on, well, mainly the president fucking elect fascist dickbag. Excuse me.
Hello, dickbag.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. He is a dickbag, man.
Giant streaming, just a horrible festering.
Streaming bag of shit.
Anus of shititude.
Yay. Hey, and enter Dan Quayle.
Enter possibly Dan Quayle. Yeah, Dan Quayle is apparently he hung out at Trump Tower today like that.
I'm sorry. Is he one of the best people?
Well, I mean,
I thought that's who Trump was bringing in, the best people.
Who the hell knows? Yeah.
I wasn't aware Dan Quayle was in that group. Were you?
They're going to pass a law to put an E in potato and change the...
People probably don't know that reference, man. That's from so
sure
long
they don't
ago.
Know that reference. That the vice president of the United States, who wasn't the brightest bulb in the whole box, was under GHWB.
Right.
George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush the Greater. He
not
was
by much.
Dan Quayle was the vice president, just a blonde, toothy, vapid,
really
empty-headed moron of a right-wing nut job. And
he always looked happy, though.
Well, you know, ignorance is bliss. And he famously, I don't know, was he at a school or something? And one of the kids wrote on the chalkboard something about potato, and Dan Quayle grabbed the piece of chalk and corrected it and said, no, it's, you know, potato has an E. Now, potatoes, potato one.
God, I mean.
Which, I mean, you could forgive spelling errors, but to make that sanctimonious of a correction of this kid.
Yeah.
It just, showed what a kind of stupid fuckwad he is.
You know, the other great Dan Quayle moment that I remember from way back when he was, was he debating Lloyd Benson?
That's the great SmackDown.
Do you remember that quote?
From Lloyd Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Quayle was being picked on during the debate by Lloyd Benson because of his inexperience and his youth. And Dan Quayle made a reference to, they kind of said the same thing about Jack Kennedy. And Lloyd Benson, who's at that point was 1,000 years old and 10, running for vice president.
Yes.
On the other side was said, I knew Jack Kennedy and you, sir, are no Jack Kennedy.
Damn. You're right. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Jesus. That was a great moment.
One of the more famous cock smacks in debate history. We've got a lot going on today. A lot of news to hit you with.
Bam.
I can fire up the Sarah Palin news drop here and see what's in the headlines.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, November 29th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
The key, boy.
Of course. See, this is why we're fucked.
Yes.
One of the many reasons we're fucked is because the scum-sucking Republicans,
ooh,
the
yummy,
boot-licking, opportunistic dickwads of Republicanism that are in charge, are not going to care that their commander-in-chief has all these business conflicts, has all this shenanigans going on. What do you mean? The headline over at Huffington Post, probe crazy GOP on Trump conflicts. Cut him some slack.
They don't give a fuck. They want to fucking investigate Benghazi again.
House Majority Twunt Leader Kevin McCarthy declined to express an opinion about whether President-elect Trump's talks with world leaders about his business interests violate the Constitution. But he did have some advice for Democrats. He told reporters that they should back off calls for Congress to investigate how Trump and his transition team are separating the president-elect's business interests from the demands on the nation.
Stop
calling for these investigations.
These are the people that investigated the fucking email server thing.
Fucking pieces of
Benghazi.
Of shit.
Over and over again.
Right.
This doesn't concern them. Hypocrisy.
They're saying Trump has reportedly spoken with a number of foreign leaders about various projects around the world. And there's part of that, you know, Constitution thing that they call the Emoluments Clause.
Don't be gay.
It's good for your skin.
Right. Oh, yes.
No, those are emollients.
Emoluments.
That bars presidents from getting anything of value from a foreign government unless Congress approves. So even if it's like, well, you know, this country decided to waive certain restrictions and to fast track a tower that Trump is building along with some members of that country.
Fuck it.
But, you know, since we're in charge of Congress, we could say that's okay.
Boo. Yeah.
We seriously have put the fox in charge of the hen house.
Seriously. I don't, there was a time like last week, we were thinking the GOP, they weren't going to get along with Trump. But now,
well, they're going to hoard up as much as they can and get as much as they want of their horrible ideology. And he just wants to be the king of all things.
He doesn't give a shit.
His fucking tweet today, the scum-sucking, fascist, goose-stepping, orange, tiny penis, little hand, ooh, dick cunt.
Nine. He's a Nazi.
We'll get to that. That's set me off today. When asked whether it's actually Congress's responsibility to make sure that the executive is following the rules, McCarthy said, I think the Constitution is an issue, but are you telling me there's something that meets the criteria currently in the actions of what he's doing? So he's saying, well, he hasn't done anything yet.
Oh, my God. I mean, if there was even the hint of anything like this with a Democrat or with Hillary, oh, my fucking God, it would be the end of the goddamn world. But not with this guy. They don't give a fuck.
He's saying, you know, give him time, basically. He has a very big business. I assume, especially when we have people who come to Congress and they have a big business, it takes them a while. And what the Ethics Committee does, it gives them a chance to set it up in the proper way.
What?
That may mean making different changes, so I don't think we expected him the first day to be able to change his entire business structure. But I think there will be a process. Yeah, it'll probably take like 4 years, maybe. Maybe eight.
But
before we get him to go after his business process.
That would make sense if he weren't making calls to other leaders right now. If he weren't striking deals, then that would kind of make sense what that guy said. But isn't he already profiting from being president? I mean, the guy, didn't he get a building Didn't he get permission to build something in Brazil?
Yeah, India or something. Yeah. And then India, he talked to the president. And the next day, miraculously, his business deals went through.
And think of the leverage. Oh, hi, I'm the leader of the free world. I want to put a building up in Mumbai. Go fuck yourself.
This is where the republic dies. This is what happened in Russia. This is what happened in Turkey. This is what happened in Poland, where one vile, disgusting ruling party gets in charge and decides, well, you know, this democracy stuff. You guys are crazy. You don't need that. We know what's best for you. We rich assholes know what's best for all of you peasants.
Yes. You know, I'm going to say something, and keep in mind, I went to public school in Georgia. But is this hubris for the Democratic Party? Yes or no? Does that make any sense?
It depends on what you mean.
Hubris.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is this their comeuppance? Is this what they get for not running the best candidate they could against to beat this fucking Nazi fuck? I don't know.
I guess. I mean,
let me look up hubris.
Hubris is arrogance. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's arrogance.
Right.
We thought we would beat him. We thought that Hillary would win without, like, I mean, you know, it's nobody. Listen, I don't think you can blame anyone for this bullshit except Trump. Because that's like blaming the victim. No one should.
Well, the Republicans. Let's put them in there, too.
Yeah, no one should be. No one should ever be elected president and behave like this. I mean, what Trump's doing is on Trump.
Because the, but these whores are turning a blind eye to it. Well, give him a chance.
Give him a chance?
Give him a chance.
Good God.
Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
The bitch.
Said, I'm sure the transition team is taking a look at all those issues and we move towards January 20th.
Thanks, Mitch. I feel so much better.
When he was asked about what Trump should do to avoid possible conflicts.
Yes.
McConnell gurgled. I don't have any advice to offer him today. I know they're considering the issue that you raise and we'll hear what they recommend as we move towards inauguration day.
Sounds like he's speaking with a cock in his
mouth.
He's
like, we're gonna. Well, my version, I guess.
Yeah.
No,
but he sounds like that.
We're going to. We're just gonna let him tell us.
Oh, okay.
If he's in conflict or not, that's what this asshole just said. Well, we're gonna let him tell us.
Oh wait, this makes sense. This is perfect GOP bullshit logic.
Right.
We'll just let Trump self-regulate. Like corporations and businesses, and everything will be fine. Is he going to give that Tim Tebow helmet away as a gift to another foreign power or something? Is Kim Jong-un going to get that for Christmas this year? What
buddy.
The fuck?
Or Putin.
Putin.
So there you go. The hypocritical anti-American whores of GOP in Congress are just looking the other way as Trump sets up to be, before he even puts his tiny little orange fingers on the Bible.
Oh my God.
The most corrupt president ever walking into the White House.
Jesus.
And setting up a structure to keep that corruption going.
Yeah, yeah.
I could run both businesses and the country at the same time.
I get his transition. He's not concerned with his fucking cabinet. He's concerned with setting things up so he can fuck us.
Right.
He's getting ready.
Oh shit. Over at the Drudge Report, I figured they would be chatting about this a little bit. We had a lone wolf, asshole, self-radicalized Muslim extremist.
Oh, man. That's the weirdest.
In Ohio, who at the university ran down some people with a car and then got out and started slashing people with
a knife.
Butcher knife.
Oh, God. How horrible, dude.
Abdul Razak Ali Artan. So, of course, listen to the headline over at the Drudge Report. ISIS comes to Ohio.
Oh, come the fuck on.
Fuck you, Drudge, and your pants-wetting, fear-mongering bullshit. All of you on the right. Just dead, everybody.
Oh, yes. Is that, you think that's sensationalism right there?
God, yeah.
Jeez, ISIS is here, guys. What are we going
to
do?
ISIS comes to Ohio.
Hey,
well, and I don't think we necessarily know that this guy is an actual member of ISIS. There's no evidence to that yet. They think that this might be a self-radicalized guy on the internet, a lone wolf who didn't contact anybody. He said pro-ISIS shit on the internet, but I don't. There's, according to what we have, they don't have any connection with him.
I mean, I think it's
to the ISIS, so they're lying.
Yeah, or they're. Yeah, they're lying. It's all bullshit. That would they say this about him if he were white?
What about that white guy that killed a cop last week? How much Athith. Did we hear about that?
Nothing.
What about white supremacists? Come to Missouri.
And you know,
where's that headline?
And I got to tell you, that's a little bit scarier. I mean, because they're here. The white supremacists are in the woods burning crosses and bullshit.
No,
like
they're
that.
In the White House.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Set up burning cross in the Rose Garden.
Yeah, they're running the state-run TV, baby.
We're going to tear out Michelle's garden.
Well, wait. They're not even going to need that Rose Garden. He's just going to be tweeting from his fucking tower, from Dump Tower, don't you think?
You're right. I don't feel like going.
Somebody change that on Google Maps to Dump Tower. Like, yes. How do you do that? You mentioned that.
I thought... it's one of those things where it's kind of outsourced, like identifying buildings and things like that, like Wikipedia kind of deal. It's crowdsourced, maybe. I don't know. Or somebody
funny.
Fucking got in.
Dump Tower.
So officials are saying this guy may have self-radicalized, which by definition means he's not a member of ISIS. He's an ISIS sympathizer.
He self-radicalized.
Right. So... big fail, Drudge, as usual.
Yeah.
Or success to froth up the dummies and scare the right-wing nut jobs.
No, that's a success, right? Because they'll get more clicks and they get more ad clicks, wherever that fucking works, right? Yeah. They're going to make some cash. They don't give a shit.
So there you go. That's the four people are still hospitalized. Thankfully, this asshole didn't kill anybody but himself. God. He was shot dead by the popo moments after he ran into... a crowd of pedestrians with a car and jumped out and began stabbing people. This is a tactic that Anwar al-Awlaki and those people have been calling for a while, as ISIS has actually and truly and really been beaten down and beaten back in Iraq and in Syria.
No, it's everywhere. No, it's in Ohio. Oh, my God, it's in Ohio. By the way, Schindler's not helping anything, is he? He's the biggest poster child for people.
Oh, he's recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing ISIS's job.
But like this guy.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure
man.
This guy sees what's going on. This guy wrote on Facebook, I think they said, I don't know if I have it here for me, but that when he first came here, he couldn't find a mosque.
Yes.
And he wanted to pray. He said, I wanted to go outside and pray, but I was afraid.
God.
What does that tell you? About how great America is.
We're not very tolerant, man.
Right. Some Christian dick dribble out on fucking 3rd in Vermont can scream into...
a megaphone.
An amplifier.
Yeah.
And in three different languages call us fornicators and sinners and shit. That's okay. He's okay.
You know, there's a whole Christian band that plays on the corner of Melrose in Vermont like every fucking afternoon. It's totally loony.
But this guy couldn't even feel comfortable going out and performing his crazy magic out on the street either.
You know, it's a shame that we just can't be adults and say, hey, listen, this guy, before anything else, he maybe was crazy or mentally ill, the dude that stabbed all these people and ran people over in Ohio. Why does it always have to be that? Why can't that be the last thing we go to instead of the first thing? I mean... It might make the world a better place. And actually...
because Drudge.
Dude,
because shit like this.
And shit like that radicalizes people anyway, doesn't it? Doesn't that kind of press drive people to ISIS?
Yeah, and drives white people to white ISIS.
Oh, yeah. That's
what
Christian we should
ISIS.
Call it.
Yeah, Christian ISIS. This is what many of these so-called Christians in this country think. It'd be great to round up all the Muslims and put them in a camp. Well, why wouldn't you?
Because you're a Christian.
Because people like this, Drudge, yes. InfoWars, all of your neo-Nazi / alt-right.
You imagine what Alex Jones is screaming about today?
Yeah, they're telling him that Islam is, all Islam teaches is kill white Christians. Look in the Quran, kill white Christians. Turn the page, kill white Christians.
What Schittler said about this?
The next page, lie to him, then kill him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder what Trump has said about this Ohio guy. I haven't seen that.
Oh, I haven't seen.
I'm surprised.
He was busy laying the groundwork for the upcoming Civil War.
Jesus.
In his fucking tweets this morning.
He's such a dick.
I
mean, he's all these horrible things, like racist, sexist, a fascist, a cheat, a liar. But God damn it, he's a dick. He's a fucking dick.
This is like worse than we thought. It would be.
Yeah.
This is what we hyperbolically talked about would be the outcome, that he would get all Hitler-y and shit. And everybody was like, don't worry about it. Congress won't let that happen. And now Congress has uniformly presented their white fucking starfish.
Yeah.
Right to his orange little sphincter pecker.
That's a lot of white flesh.
Sphincter missile.
Sphincter. Yeah, I thought there'd be a period of goodwill. Where he would at least pretend. I didn't think it'd be genuine, but I thought he would pretend to extend an olive branch to all the fucking hippies and all the libs.
No, Bannon is winning, and Bannon probably wants exactly what's happening.
Absolutely.
He wants Trump to say all this shit, create more and more protests.
Yes.
And then he can crack down. Then he can send the troops out.
Right.
Then he can suspend that pesky little constitution that gets in the way of allowing brown people to have rights and shit.
It's just so fucked
That's
up.
That's when they better be careful.
Yeah.
I mean, they better be careful.
Right.
Because it ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be pretty. I'm threatening. I hope it don't happen.
Well,
it's a prediction. And I saw a couple things on the Twitter about Trump Tower will burn, was one quote.
Oh, shit.
Be careful. Or Trump Tower will burn,
oh,
this one
fuck.
Person said.
Jeez, that's crazy.
That's the first place they'll go.
Don't burn anything.
Well, right.
Fuck
we
A,
don't advocate that at all.
Probably, you know,
but
know. Who lives in that fucking thing?
But Trump is the one pouring the kerosene.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be like this. You know what? It just blows my mind. I just keep thinking about that. I don't know why I think about this, but that moment. Do you remember when Bernie was running in the primary? And the Black Lives Matter protester spoke up.
And he stepped aside and let him talk for a couple minutes.
Damn.
And Trump said he was a pussy for doing that, basically.
That would never happen here. Did you see that? You see how that protester pushed him aside? And he just stood there. Wouldn't happen here.
That's heartbreaking. You know, because that's so heartbreaking.
That's an example.
We had the potential to have a leader like that. A leader Bernie, like that could listen to people.
I'm even more convinced now that Bernie would not have happened had he
Why?
Gotten the nomination. I just don't think it would have happened. I think these
loons.
Yeah,
you're
I think
right.
The loons are too fired up, and not only, well, you know, Hillary had a vagina.
Yes,
and definitely misogyny and sexism involved.
Right,
but I think
Bernie's a socialist
and Jew.
Yeah, man.
I think the Jew thing trumps vagina on the hater list, maybe. Actively. I mean, there are people who culturally, you know, these Christians, they say they love women, but they just want to culturally subjugate them.
Sure. Absolutely.
But they'll outwardly say, I hate Jews. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's fucked up.
So I think the Jew thing would have been used, especially by Trump and Bannon. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
And
totally.
Look at his ties to Israel. Or not to Israel. They
globalist.
Love Israel. Yeah, yeah. Globalist. He's a socialist. Socialist, socialist.
That is, we've talked about that before, like how all these right-wing nut jobs, they have this affinity for Israel.
But hate Jews.
Hate the Jews that are here.
Yes. Yeah.
I
think they hate the ones that are there, too. I think the ones that have a hard-on for Israel... Are these Christo loons who really think that mushroom trip of a revelations in the Bible
oh, God.
Is actually true and is going to happen?
Nobody believes that. You're telling me, hey, Kate, look, there's a horse in the sky?
No, well, of course, shooting fire out of his asshole. Believe that because we're not ridiculous.
But you think people actually believe that? A literal interpretation of that fucking Bible? Are you kidding me?
You have you listened to our show the past couple of years? By the way,
there's not going to be a horse in the sky.
We missed our anniversary. We had the 2-year anniversary of the show about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, we talked about that, didn't we?
Not on the show.
Oh, not on the show.
Congratulations. So 2 years. Thanks for all the listeners, everybody.
Yes.
Thanks for spreading the crabs.
Hell yeah,
baby. We're still going 2 years later.
That's right.
If it wasn't worth it, we wouldn't be fucking doing this. We could yell at each other here in the office and not have to.
Oh, that's still fun.
Not have to edit it. No, I don't edit it.
You don't edit this?
No.
I don't know if you guys know that. This is unedited.
I
what do you think about that?
The sound for the
yes
podcast version.
Right.
I run it through some filters to make it sound purtier.
Yeah, yeah.
And make us sound like radio announcers.
He puts a sepia voice, filter on my voice.
So that we all sound like this. Hey, everyone. Crab diving.
Good night and good luck.
So the Donald has been a tweetin' and
Schindler.
I just fucking lost my mind this morning when I saw this one, and
it doesn't
even
make any
sense. The first time I've tweeted directly back to him, in a rather uncivil manner.
Did he write back?
He did not, and we're not blocked. I just checked, which disappoints me on some level.
Sad.
But, why is Yonis Cespedes trending?
Yoenis Cespedes signed a 4-year deal with the New York Mets, a high annual value but not a very long contract. He also gets a no trade clause. He's only 31 years old.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Stay tuned, maybe we'll have a
Cespedes
baseball podcast on the network in the near future.
Oh yes.
Things were growing, people, so keep an eye. The Viagra's hitting.
Ouch.
It's just
it's
just kicking in over at the Crab Diving Network.
Watch out.
We're going to grow and spread. So Donald, the Trump, was tweeting this morning, and I'm trying to pull up the Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter, by the way, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Can also
follow us on Instagram.
Instagram, and sling us a message over at our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
And if you happen to be Christmas shopping, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Visit Amazon via our portal. Buy all your Christmas crap.
Right. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
We get paid.
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa's after Christmas. Is it not?
I thought it's like one of those week-long ones.
I don't know.
Like it's a festival like Hanukkah.
Okay.
Which they get like 7 days out of it, right?
What do you celebrate?
9 days or 11 days? Or
you celebrate Serbian Christmas? Is
well,
that
when I
Festivus?
Grew up, we did.
Oh, okay.
We had both.
Right.
My Catholic half.
Yes.
Had.
Goddamn right.
Christmas.
You know when that is, when Jesus was born.
And then the Serbian half had the evil fake Christmas.
What date is
my
that?
My Irish grandmother refused to acknowledge. What?
When is fake Christmas for you guys? Serbian Christmas?
January 6th or 7th,
that
something
sucks.
Like that. It's the Epiphany. It's Little Christmas
for
Catholics. But the reason is that,
blows.
For some reason, just to show you how religion keeps up with the times,
yes,
the Eastern Orthodox religion, and then, God, I can't tell you the last time I stepped foot in any of this.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least at that point, maybe they've changed it. But at that point, they were on the Julian calendar. Like, they didn't even update to the Gregorian calendar that we all use. It's like the Chinese in their calendar.
Right, right.
Like the year 57,000.
The year of the cock.
The year of the twunt.
Yes. I think that's our year right now.
The twunt?
Oh, yeah.
So the Donald tweeted this morning. First of all, he went on a retweeting binge.
Yes. From the Klan.
And he's really not good at it. He copies a tweet.
Yes.
And then he puts the person that wrote the tweet, and then he puts the whole thing in quote. Like, he doesn't hit retweet. He copies a tweet.
Why?
I don't ask me. I guess he... I don't know. So he retweeted a few things yesterday.
I'm kind of impressed that on a smartphone, this guy with his tiny little fingers can cut and paste, because that's kind of tricky.
Mm, yeah. He probably is like, cut and paste this for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You little slave boy.
Ivanka.
Here, I'm going to tie you to the bed. Yeah. Retweet for me. I'm going to rape you.
Ivanka, get off daddy's lap for a minute. Right. Do a tweet for me.
What a creep.
So one of the ones he retweeted, he was going after a CNN correspondent for some reason, but he was retweeting
the press. He's going after the fucking press.
Well, he's retweeting Trumpanzees that were tweeting shit at this guy, Jeff Zeleny, who's a correspondent on the CNN. And apparently he may have not liked what this guy was reporting on the claims of voter fraud and the recount in Wisconsin and all that shit. Trump apparently didn't like it. And instead of going after the guy himself, he retweeted, quote tweeted, I should say, 1, 2, 3, 4 tweets from other people.
Okay.
One is some guy, and these are the people that he retweets are like, this one has 500 followers. I mean, these are like, no offense, nobody's on Twitter.
He's giving a voice to the people.
Right. And this problem has been, he's been giving the voice at times to white nationalist Nazi people.
Creepos.
He retweets actual Nazi tweets. Oh, I didn't know that. So
you're the fucking president. You should look and see who you're retweeting, you dickhead.
So the story was that the Donald lied about these millions of votes.
Okay.
When he tweeted yesterday that
I would have won if it wasn't for millions of illegal votes. Yeah, yeah.
And that's just a lie.
Right.
Citations, please. There's no evidence. 000
Yeah.
Except this one tweet from some crackpot in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That another crackpot in Texas that sounds like this put on his website. And on InfoWars. And then, of course, it becomes the gospel truth to millions of deplorables.
Oh, my God.
So
he's giving a voice to people that leave nasty comments on news stories and shit like that.
So apparently this guy tweeted at Jeff Zelensky, what proof do you have? All caps. Donald Trump did not suffer from millions of fraud votes. Journalist, do your job.
So he's supposed to prove a fucking negative?
That this is the argument I'm seeing ad infinitum the past 24 hours on especially Twitter and on the social media is these Trumpalos, these Trumpansies, these Trumpsters, these morons get on there and they're saying, you don't have proof that there wasn't.
God, that's Fox News.
They're so fucking illogical. I mean, it's just the definition. You can't prove a negative. You are asserting that there is fraud. It is your burden of proof to fucking prove it, you asshole.
You just can't say prove there's not.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's the same thing with the God thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Prove there's not a God. Okay. Prove right now that there's not a giant invisible walrus laying his balls on my head. Prove it.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Anyway,
I cannot.
And you can't touch him, you can't smell him, and you can't see him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, are you talking about God or this walrus?
No, I mean the walrus. Both.
Teabagging you.
Both. Maybe my God is a walrus with giant nuts.
Oh, yeah. Do walruses have nuts? They retract, or what are they? They're mammals.
Did we do this yesterday? Are we going to have
nipples.
Are we going to have a daily animal testicle description? Yesterday we talked about...
Was it yesterday?
Deer, and whether you can see their balls or not.
You cannot.
Crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher, ladies and gentlemen.
Deer cock.
Maybe you can. I don't.
I mean, a walrus is a mammal. They have nipples.
Yes. Yes.
I went to junior college.
So these idiots were tweeting at this journalist. Another guy at Filibuster. At Filibuster.
Yeah.
Oh, he got a good one. Only 2,900 followers, though. And 16 years old. 16-year-old.
God.
Donald Trump retweeted a 16-year-old insightful political commentary. At Jeff Zelensky, pathetic. You have no sufficient evidence that Donald Trump did not suffer from voter fraud.
Oh,
shame.
God.
Bad reporter.
So, to me, like, is how... so this is how he's going to go after journalists that piss him off, right? He's going to sick his hordes upon them, his loony Trumpalos.
He's going to go to Twitter.
Well, that's essentially, listen, you write an article in HuffPo.
Well, the Russians.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. The Russians. Who
they're
the fuck
help
ever?
Out, yeah.
You write an article in HuffPo, and then Trump tweets to the author, hey, Bill Smith, well, you wrote a shitty article. And now all his Trumpalos are going to pile on. Yeah, fuck you, Bill.
Even,
burn in hell, Bill.
He doesn't even need to tweet it.
Yeah.
They're tweeting. He's retweeting them. He didn't sick them on that guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
He's retweeting and agreeing with them.
Oh, okay.
Because he knew that yesterday he was being pilloried
right.
for that bullshit lie that millions of fraud votes were cast.
But meanwhile, totally all those right-wing nut jobs are going to pile on whoever is in his crosshairs.
Right.
They're going to go find this guy. This is fucked up. Obama never did anything like this. Yeah. Did he? I mean,
no, Obama's not a sad little strongman dictator, banana republic shit stain.
I'm going to need that read back to me. I'm not sure. Listen, George Bush never did this. Well, George, I can't picture him tweeting, but...
Right. All of these Republicans...
No one's ever done this.
Should be pointing to this. But they're gleeful. They can't...
They don't give a fuck.
They can't complain while they're hard. Because they're thinking, oh, we're gonna get to kill Medicare.
Oh, yes. Rolling back regulations. They're fucking in hog heaven over this, right?
CNN is so embarrassed by their total 100% support of Hillary Clinton, and yet her loss in a landslide.
Oh, my
landslide.
God.
They don't know what to do. So the popular vote is fraud.
Okay.
Because millions of fake people voted. I didn't lose the popular vote. I would have won if I would have tried.
I mean, that's an odd tack to take anyway.
The lamestream media.
Yes.
Was against him.
Right.
And 100% for Hillary Clinton because they played tapes of what he said, basically.
Right.
And now, if you count, what's the total in the three states that flipped? A couple hundred thousand votes added up from three different states, and it would have flipped the other way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That ain't a landslide.
It's we're redefining that
term. There's
nothing
like a landslide. And these people are they're loathsome, and they're out there just saying mandate, landslide. Goebbels
nine
in a skirt, yeah, Kellyanne fucking Conway.
Yeah.
That soulless harpy,
right? Charlatan
was taking time from threatening Hillary Clinton, which we talked about yesterday with her little vague.
Oh yes.
Oh, I can't believe that with Mr. Trump being so magnanimous that she's continuing to want to help with this recount thing.
Oh, right.
That's not a threat or anything.
How hard would it be to persuade Jeff Sessions to open up Benghazi thing or a fucking email thing? Who gives a fuck? This is really goddamn disturbing, man. You know what he's doing? He's doing all the obvious things that we just didn't... No one would think he would do.
The worst case.
Because they're insane. It's insane.
I thought CNN would get better after they failed so badly in their support of Hillary Clinton. However, since election, they're worse.
Supporting Hillary Clinton. I mean, even to suggest the idea that the media didn't fucking hand this guy the election is insane. It's insane. They treated him like a fucking rock star. And how many news reports do you think there were about Hillary's fucking emails and Benghazi compared to all the bullshit Trump did?
And then today at 2 a.m.
in the middle of the fucking night,
our
this
time.
Guy.
No, 2 a.m. New York time.
Okay.
Wait, 3:55 is here for New York is 1. So 1 a.m.
He's a socialite.
He tweeted what if anything disqualifies him to go anywhere near the White House, it would be this. Nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag. If they do, there must be consequences, perhaps loss of citizenship or year in jail.
who the fuck is this guy?
He's a piece of shit little Hitler wannabe who can't succeed, who will not succeed.
Are white guys allowed to burn the flag?
Not succeed.
Or is it only brown people?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing. I was just trying to, maybe, you know, as long as it's not a brown person burning the flag.
Oh, nobody.
Who knows? I didn't know what I fucking meant.
Citizenship cannot be revoked under any circumstances.
Right. You can't just kick somebody out of the fucking country.
You can't.
Who the fuck is this guy?
And, or you're in jail.
Oh, I get to pick? I can either leave America or I can spend a year in jail.
Well, I think he thinks there should be consequences.
How stupid.
Piece of shit. And obviously there was a Supreme Court decision on this that said, as gross as it is, it's free speech. You got to let people do it. It's illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do it in somebody's house.
Yes.
Issue. Right. But if
we're allowed to talk about shit.
Right. Oh, well, that's next.
I mean,
if he thinks you should lose your citizenship for burning a flag, what does that mean? You're insulting America.
Well, I mean, it can mean all kinds of shit. You
know? If we say right now America's turning into a fascist dictatorship shithole.
Yeah. We're going to get
guess I just committed treason and therefore I should lose my citizenship or you're in jail, according to some of these. And the terrifying part is a lot of these knuckle-dragging, un-American Trumpalos would say, yeah, you should. You don't like America. You should lose your citizenship. The most un-American fascist bedwetting statements are coming out of these people right now. No dissent. You can't disagree with the government.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes. I mean, the assholes came out. And because of the Electoral College, they got their guy. It's disgusting.
Right.
It really is fucking gross.
And he's running with it. You know,
he loves it.
All the people that were like, well, he's not going to be that bad. You know, he says some bad things.
And,
you know, he's a little rough around the edges. But, you know, ultimately it's going to be okay. And then he's tweeting. The man who's coming in to be president is tweeting out shit like un-American. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like
somebody.
It's like
I'm scrolling down through his the responses, and somebody took the time to Photoshop some gay porn with Don Jr. being soundly fucked in the ass by Eric Trump.
Soundly cornholed. Jeez,
I don't understand.
Soundly,
I don't think this is.
You don't think that's a real picture?
I don't think that's a real picture.
You guys,
not necessarily appropriate.
You guys, hey, throw that guy in the jail. Make it his son take a cock. Seriously, that guy's going to get a visit from the black vans? You don't know? Whoever did that picture?
No, listen to these deplorables. One of them, one guy responded with a picture of Trump dressed as Idi Amin. You know, it's actually Idi Amin. Just Photoshop Trump's face in there with, you know, the petty little cowardly dictator. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this person has deplorable in their name. They're proud of it. You are the one responded to that person. He said, this guy says free speech is overrated. And he's got Trump quoted saying that. And then this person responded, you're the one mocking Trump for his free speech right to state his opinion on flag burning.
How stupid.
It's not just his opinion on flag burning. He's the incoming president of the United States. And does that mean he's going to try to make that happen?
If anybody's words carry weight or meaning or influence, it's the fucking president. Oh my God. He's a vain, angry little fucking racist dude. Reactionary. He doesn't think before he speaks.
That's not the real Martina Navratilova, is it?
Tennis pro?
Martina Navratilova responded, somebody in your camp needs to tell you taking people's citizenship away is against the law. All caps protect the Constitution.
Oh, shit. Jeez. Good for her.
An immigrant and a new citizen, I believe.
Oh yeah, where is she from? What is that? Is she French?
Oui, oui.
She is a Czech.
Oh yes, that was going to be my second guess.
So there you go. Those are your headlines and everything. I can't express my how deep my hatred is for this man. For goddamn,
yeah,
for this fascist
sucks, man.
This shit about the flag burning just is should send chills down the spine of everybody.
Oh yeah, man.
It makes me want to buy guns and just be ready for the brown shirts. And
right,
and I want to get a Target with Donald's face on it.
Ooh.
like they had on the right. How many of we put that up on our Facebook page? The gun,
Marky Kessler out in Pennsylvania.
No,
right?
The one of Hillary a couple of months ago.
He had a Hillary Target.
There was a Target being sold with Hillary's face on it. Yeah. I think it should be fine to put Trump on one. Free speech, cunts.
Why not?
But they'll take that away.
Oh, absolutely.
You're disrespecting the president, the office of the president. You should be sucking his dick. God,
oh, yes.
You servile, disgusting, un-American,
pussies.
Spineless.
They're pussies.
Weak-willed traitors.
Yeah.
To the Constitution. If you're just willing to roll over and let all of our freedoms go bye-bye so that your orange daddy can protect you from the non-existent muzzies that are coming and the immigrants that are coming. Shame on you, you cum stains.
And they're so stupid. These deplorables are so fucking stupid. They voted for someone that doesn't want to raise the minimum wage.
Right.
You voted, a lot of you voted to make less fucking money. Are you...
Right, remember last year.
What is your fucking problem?
Yeah, last year he said wages are too high.
You voted for a guy that said you're making too much fucking money. Have you been to Mississippi? Have you been to Alabama, to Florida? There's no money.
He said this last year, and they voted for him.
Nobody has. You can't go on vacation.
Like, it's not like he's baiting and switching like that reptilian Scott Walker did in
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
What a dick.
Where he ran on a whole bunch of stuff, and the first thing he did when he got in is, well, let's kill public sector unions.
It's religion and racism.
Yeah,
those are the two biggest obstacles we have to overcome. And you know, the fucking thing about that is, and it makes me insane, is like...
Well, now it's in the government.
Those are just abstract ideas. We could all, if we wanted to, wake up tomorrow and make an effort to not be racist. And we could all wake up tomorrow and just say, listen, there's no Jesus. And things would be so much better, but we can't fucking do that because we're loons.
So fuck Trump. Listen to Keith Olbermann again. He's almost as angry as we are.
Yeah, well, you can.
No, he's as angry as we are.
Well, you can listen to him. Who knows? This FCC guy with the net neutrality bullshit.
But that's why I say get guns. I mean, isn't that our only recourse? Am I losing my mind? If they go through with all of this and they take away people's rights to speak.
Yes.
He's gone after... protest, media, and the right to free speech.
There's nothing
before he's the cunting president.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't know.
What is our other recourse?
Crossbow.
If the evil Republicans roll over to him and say, well, you know, we don't need this Constitution. There's too many darkies and brown people anyway.
What do they care about? You know, it's interesting. Like, what does the GOP want? They want to privatize Medicare. They want to put corporations into government. They want to turn this into more of a starts with an M.
Moronocracy.
Moronocracy. No, it starts with a no. They want to turn this into more of an oligarchy. That's what they want.
Kleptocracy.
And Trump, I don't know what he wants. He just wants to make more fucking money. He wants to put towers all over the fucking planet.
He wants to be the Uberfuhrer, apparently.
Don't you miss Obama already? It's so sad. This sucks. It sucks so fucking much.
Here's a little bit of the latest Keith Olbermann.
And especially, goddamn it, if you're from California or any lib state, this is not the country.
Oops. What?
This ain't the country you want. This is not the country we signed up for. This is not the president we fucking want.
Well, I would have taken a normal fucking Republican at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. This guy is nuts.
But we've got an authoritarian strongman, unstable man baby.
You just said it. We're about to be in white fucking ISIS.
Yeah. Right.
Yay.
Christian. You got to be white. You got to be Christian.
Boo.
We'll be okay. We'll be able to sneak through. Sort of.
Maybe.
If we weren't doing this.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
have
to stop
right?
doing this. We're going to be high on a list. That tweet today probably put us on a list.
Nah.
Knowing the Trump alone.
You think they're that organized? They got, what do they got, a spreadsheet?
What's her name? Omarosa said they got a list. They're keeping a list, right?
Oh, great. Omarosa, are you talking about the chick from the reality show, The Apprentice?
You remember there was that little documentary, and they interviewed her, and she was like, "Oh well, you know, don't worry, we're keeping track of everybody that opposes Trump."
What? God damn, these spiteful fucks!
Yeah.
God, Donald, you won. You're president.
No, you
can you be gracious?
No.
A little bit.
No, you punish,
and I got to worry about Omarosa. Fuck this.
Keith Olbermann.
In which the president-elect of the United States of America publicly stated he believes the election was still rigged against him even though he won it. And we still await the first serious, sober discussion in our nation's media about the exact dimensions of and the exact nature of Mr. Trump's desperate psychological impairment. This has long since transcended politics.
So Keith Olbermann goes on for 4 more minutes about how he thinks Trump is really mentally unstable and not haha joke
yeah,
hyperbole.
Yeah.
He thinks he's batshit. And he wants 2 shows ago, he talked about the 26th Amendment, 4th paragraph or something like that, which is a little on the vague side.
Yes.
But it puts forth a way where if Congress thinks the president's batshit, they can get rid of him.
You know, I was about to ask you, you know, because Rachel Maddow put out something today that says as he gets closer to his presidency, he's getting fucking nuttier.
Yeah.
The fits, he's throwing more fits. He's losing his temper more often. He's having more tantrums. Do you think, I don't know, do you think there are a bunch of libs sitting around like politicians talking about like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get rid of this lunatic?
I hope they're organizing. Apparently, we don't seem to be great at organizing.
No.
And the Republicans, like a cancer, have been good at it the last 20 years.
You know what sucks is, like, we're great about being right. A lot of good that does.
Olbermann tweeted yesterday, Trump, quote, people voted illegally tweets aren't words of sanity. They're the words of Saddam, Castro, Mao, Hitler.
Jesus Christ. Where is he broadcasting from?
Hopefully safe.
A bunker?
A safe place, hopefully.
Dude.
That one we played yesterday was great where he's like, you know, try to come for our rights to protest and our right to dissent, and America will kick your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Shakespeare. We shall see. This is where maybe the libs might like that Second Amendment thing.
It's funny. He used to be on ESPN, Keith Olbermann. Didn't he? Or Fox Sports or ESPN. Something like that?
I mean, at what point, he's a big baseball guy, at what point is Schittler going to turn on the Second Amendment?
What do you mean?
Because he can't keep this shit up without taking people's guns away.
Oh, I don't know.
And how okay will the Trump pansies be? I think they'll be fine with it. I think because they're hypocrites.
What?
They're evil hypocrites. They'll
love
be okay with
their guns, though.
Yeah, he's not going to take theirs. He's going to take ours.
I don't have any.
If you voted for Hillary,
you
better turn in your guns.
If you've got a Commie Pinko Pussy podcast,
yeah,
we're going to need that lock.
Okay. You're un-American.
Oh, an un-American list. The people that can't have guns.
Gingrich said during the election he wants to bring back a House Un-American Affairs Committee.
Jesus Christ. Affairs. That's what he knows about affairs.
So, there you go. Listen to Keith Olbermann while you still can.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's very creepy.
If people start disappearing... that's when Trump Tower will burn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I because America is not Russia. America isn't Turkey. Those places have gone from authoritarian regimes into more democracy and then slipped back into more authoritarian regime. We've had freedoms and stuff for a really long time here.
Yeah.
And if a Putin, an Erdogan, a Trump tries this bullshit, I think the motherfucker's going to burn. I just don't. And I'm not advocating that. I don't want that. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I know what you mean.
I don't see Americans putting up with it. I just don't see it. And if he thinks he's going to, if he thinks every city, which is where all the evil people are,
if
he thinks every city he's going to be able to shut down and kick everybody's ass with the military or the militarized police, good luck.
And what did Keith Olbermann say yesterday? You protest and you arrest everybody that's breaking fucking law, and you can't.
Make it to the point where the system can't handle it, where they can't arrest everybody.
I mean, my God, downtown L.A. was full of young people protesting just because this fuckstick won. What do you think the first thing this guy's going to do when he's president? I have no idea.
Of substance, do you mean? Or
yeah, the scary thing. What's the scary thing he's going to do?
Oh, he's going to undo all of the executive orders that Obama did. He's probably got a list. I'm sure the Heritage Foundation or Tower of Evil is sending things for him to rubber stamp. He's not even going to read them.
How depressing.
Here's how you repeal DACA. Here's how you repeal all these protections that Obama put in place. All these unconstitutional evil things that Obama put in place.
Oh, yeah.
And then, what do you want to fucking guarantee that this authoritarian shit stain will end up issuing more executive fucking orders probably than any president before? I'll bet he's going to try that shit. I'll bet he will.
And start a war with Iran.
And that's all he did was bitch about that.
Right.
The executive orders. He's a tyrant going against American people, going against Congress. I've got a clip here from another... I gotta watch what I say. I'm in an angry mood, and this was on the Fox,
yes,
propaganda channel.
Okay,
that helped issue forth the end of the Republic.
Right.
Stuart Varney show.
Stuart Varney.
He's a real snail trail of. He's a British guy, an older dude.
Oh, God
on
damn
business,
it.
And
I know this guy.
A real evil, pure capitalist. Fuck the poor.
He is a cockwobble.
Anybody that's poor is a taker and lazy. That kind of un-American.
Burn them in their own pudding, right? Something like that.
Horrible, horrible human.
Lee.
Stuart Varney.
Hello.
On Fox Business. They had their... On his show, he had one of their resident legal experts, also a nut job.
Yes.
Former Judge Napolitano.
Oh, God damn it.
Andrew Napolitano.
Oh, yeah, we know this guy.
Who has said some shitty things in the past. And they're talking about exactly this. This unhinged, ridiculous dictator, Schittler wannabe.
Right.
Un-American tweet. Trump about, well, we should throw people in jail
for burning the flag
or remove their citizenship. Now, listen to this. Terrifyingly, Napolitano is the voice of reason here, and Stuart Varney is reserving his place in the guillotine line.
Oh, my God. He's losing his mind.
I'm kidding. I'm speaking hyperbolically.
Oh, yeah.
But this motherfucker is laying down. He's a corporo fascist.
Yes,
who would have welcomed Hitler with open arms.
Oh, sure.
Listen to on Varney and Company. Andrew Napolitano being the voice of reason here about Trump's tweet. As soon as it loads.
Loading.
And it's still not. Got that little circle going around.
Fucking, hey, you don't have this problem in Europe because they have good internet. We have shit internet. Why is that?
Or in Chattanooga, Tennessee, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have public internet.
They went all communist.
Say goodbye to that shit.
Right? The Republicans would pass laws absolutely...
giving us less choice.
Preventing what the people of Chattanooga did, which was they socialized, they all voted to kick out the cable companies.
Like Time Warner.
And they put up, they all got together and they said, we're going to raise our own taxes.
Yes.
And we're going to each have, we're going to pay fees. And we're going to end up putting in high speed internet for everybody. And they did. And they've got the fastest, like the fastest, most reliable in the nation, almost right. European standards. You know, our the speeds of our internet here are laughable compared to the rest of the civilized world.
That sucks,
because
man.
Of capitalism.
Oh, okay.
Why should we have to speed that up? It might cost us money.
Oh,
we might lose 0.743% of our profits this year. And how am I going to put another zero in my account in the Caymans?
And God forbid we do anything that makes Junior smarter.
Oh, right.
Fuck that.
Well, I'm not...
it's not working.
Yeah, this video ain't loading here.
Oh, shit.
Right now. Let me make sure we're even going out. Make sure the internet be working here.
Oh, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stuart Varney.
I think we're going out. Maybe
it's
kind of
scary.
Still going out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the Brexit and the Trump. When you think about the whole world and the direction, I mean, is the planet getting more fascist-y?
Yeah, the whole planet is. And even in... like right now in Austria?
Yes.
Austria.
you got to keep it together over there.
Like they're having their poobah there, I think, is they're having an election. It's really, really close. And they've got like little Hitler running the right, like an extreme right wing nut job who's doing well, terrifyingly well on the same shit.
Right.
Look at the scary immigrants. They're coming to get you. You know what it is? It's just this global capitalism that fucks everybody.
Right.
And these evil elite 1%ers want to keep the money flowing their way without torches and pitchforks coming their way.
Right, right.
So they say, it's not us, it's the Muslims. It's the immigrants. That's what they're doing in this country.
It's the Mexicans.
It's the Mexicans coming across the border that took your coal job.
Yeah, and so we need to build a fucking wall.
Idiot. Yeah, you fucking moron.
No, nobody's building a fucking wall. There is no wall. It's not going to be a fucking wall.
And the illegal immigrant didn't take a job.
No, they did not.
Did not take your job. It's been proven time and time and time again that if you get rid of the jobs that these illegals do...
Yes.
They don't get done.
No shit.
Because Americans don't want to do that shit for that kind of money. Americans, interestingly enough, don't want to be exploited and treated like slave labor.
Oh, what little bitches you are, Americans.
Right.
Please, go up.
Trump's working on that, and Trump's people are working on that. They want everybody to go back to feudalism.
All right. Are we going to have the same haircut as Donald? You know,
it's
like they do
next.
With the great leader in North Korea?
Probably. They have like six.
Six haircut styles haircut. You can pick from?
I think they do. I saw or an X number, but I saw a reporter that we talked about this before. He smuggled out some pictures. I don't know, put them up his ass or something. And
that's right. I saw those pictures.
They went through and they censored what was in his camera and on the memory sticks, but he had a secret special hidden camera memory stick somewhere.
In his anus.
I don't think he did that. I just think he hid it. But he
had to practice.
He smuggled out these pictures, and one of them was of a barbershop, and there are like X number of state sanctioned haircuts you can have.
Yeah. And in North Korea, people are like using oxen to get around and horses and shit. They, you know,
small government. These assholes claim to be the small government.
They're not.
Yet they're going to be opening gulags. I'm swinging the term fascist around a lot. I know, but
why not?
I
mean, shit, dude.
But goddamn, if it goose steps, Like a fascist?
It's a duck.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Nazi duck.
But this really carbuncle of a human being from Milwaukee, the Milwaukee County Sheriff Clark.
Oh, my God.
Who is...
I know. Yeah, this guy's
an
asshole.
A cartoon character. I mean, a real... cartoonishly
he's a fucking joke
cartoonishly evil anti-free speech, anti-rights, horrible, creepy sheriff. Punish everybody, throw everybody in jail. This guy has said that and this is the guy that Trump had in to the Trump Tower yesterday, and this is a guy who I put it up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
This is a guy who has said that he wants not only to keep Guantanamo Bay open.
Oh, God.
But he thinks he would end up putting about 1 million people there.
Oh, gee. 1 million?
I am not exaggerating.
How big is that fucking place? 1 million people?
Well, yeah. You might want to talk to Cuba about that. Yeah. I don't know if... I'm trying to find the story now. This guy
put 1 million people in there. They're going to take over the island, dummy.
Right. And these are the people who Trump are bringing in as advisors, like Homeland Security, maybe. So, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is, now reportedly being considered to be the head of Department of Homeland Security.
Blech.
That's who's going to come for us.
Oh yeah, definitely. Remember when Tom Ridge used to bitch about duct tape and flashlights? You're going to miss that.
He says there is a war on cops and there is no police brutality.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization.
Oh my God.
And in his upcoming memoir, Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America.
Jesus,
in other words,
fucking
the hell
Christ.
With your rights.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to punish you into subservience, but you'll be safe.
Oh, my God. By the way, Embrace Madness tweeted us. Did you see this? This dude who's going to be...
We'll get to...
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to finish this.
Oh, we'll
get
ahead.
To that one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But Clark
is...
Let me see. Advocates treating American citizens suspected of terrorism as enemy combatants.
Oh, great.
Questioning without an attorney, holding them indefinitely. So if he thinks you are a, quote, suspected of terrorism,
awesome.
You will be designated an enemy combatant. You can be disappeared, plucked off the streets.
No shit.
No rights.
Right.
No attorney. Indefinite holding. You don't need the Constitution. You don't need your rights. You're a terrorist.
They're
maybe.
Gonna send you to the
maybe.
Phantom Zone.
You're maybe a terrorist. You have no
oh
due
my
process.
God. Is this the Patriot Act fucking us from behind?
Yeah, yeah,
is that
part
what
of it?
Yeah. Great.
And that your cases would be handled by a military tribunal.
Oh, fucking shit.
Right? How more un-American could you get? How more fascist?
Ah!
Authoritarian bootlicking can you get than this shit stain of an un-American sheriff?
So
David
dude,
Clark Jr., fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. So what do? You go through Twitter and you look for people that tweeted out with the hashtag Black Lives Matter? Oh, you're a part of this terrorist organization. See you in Guantanamo, dickhead.
There you go.
That is fucked up.
Right. I think Crab Diving says we're going to go down and protest peacefully Schittler's latest heinous decision. Well, oh, you're protesting.
No, oh,
it's un-American. That's it's kind of terrorism. You know what? You stop traffic. That's a terrorist act. We're going to pluck you off the streets and disappear you.
Man.
Get guns.
Or get out of here.
Get guns.
I mean, shit. I don't know. I can't shoot. I'm going to need to
learn.
Oh, God. I got to learn how to shoot. Ugh. I hate shit like that. I even suck.
Remember and don't, game? You know, I mean,
duck hunt.
Peaceful protest.
Don't, do you remember that game?
Do not become violent unless they do. And when they do. He suggested any person who posts pro-terrorist sentiments on social media be arrested.
Whoa! Holy fuck,
but
man.
Again, define pro-terrorist sentiments.
I don't know. I mean...
In this extremist, loon, fascist's mind, we are pro-terrorist. And I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, yeah.
In this evil man's mind, we, because of what we say...
Yes.
And how we viciously oppose their policies, that they think we're pro-terrorists. Look at all these right-wing nutjobs who were like, you like ISIS. You must be an ISIS sympathizer if you like Obama.
Oh, my God. No, it's just we don't have an IQ of 70. No offense.
Right.
He frothed up the stupid people, Trump. He gave the stupid fucking people a voice.
All right.
When are these Trumpalos going to get it into their fucking thick skull that they're being duped? When are they going to get it? They're not, because they're fucking idiots.
On the internet, also Embrace Madness, talking about Clark. In his system, you know, they're currently being investigated that a prisoner died.
Oh, yes.
From lack of water.
Oh, my God. Water.
I'm not reading something from medieval Europe. I'm reading something from medieval Milwaukee.
Damn.
No water.
Do you think there are lawyers working for Trump poring over that Patriot Act? That fucking thing. Isn't it the size of a fucking phone book? And they're just going through that thing. Oh, look what we can use. We can use this. Nobody ever uses this part. Let's go after some fucking pussy little fucking podcasters. Nobody will give a fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, on our, I put the story up on our Facebook, and the term Uncle Tom is popping up a couple of times.
Okay.
Some of our black friends are not pleased with black Mr. Clark.
Oh, guy, he's African American.
He is.
Oh my God. He's African American, and he actually said Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization and there's a war on cops.
Apparently.
How so, man? I mean,
we also got a meme on Twitter. It says, when there are no fathers around to shape a young black boy's behavior, he grows up an unsocialized misfit cops have to deal with aggressively. That may be a quote from Mr. Clark. So he grows up an unsocialized misfit that cops have to deal with aggressively.
We had to shoot Michael Brown because he was morphing into a fucking demon. Remember that?
Demon face.
Oh, my God. You know, it really is. It's like, it's not even funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's like Trump's going to be president. And you know that part in Back to the Future where Marty McFly starts to disappear because he tried to have sex with his own mom or whatever the fucking story was in that movie?
Yes.
He just starts to disappear. It's going to be like Obama never happened. He's disappearing.
Well, that's the least of our worries. Yeah, it's going to be like 1776 never happened.
You're right. See, that's a fucked up way for a liberal to think. I'm sitting here missing Obama. Fuck that. That's gone.
Yeah,
how
about civil rights?
We got a guy telling you that you could lose your citizenship if you burn fabric.
Yeah,
that happens to be red, white, and blue with stars on it.
Right. And this guy here who wants to jail people for supporting terrorists online, but to him the definition of supporting terrorist is anybody who dissents.
Oh God, that's so. But are we that stupid?
Yes.
Oh, God. How are we that fucking dumb? Did no one read in high school? I went to high school in Georgia. Nobody reads. Ugh. Gross.
It's amazing.
Thanks, Breitbart. Thanks, InfoWars, you fuckheads.
The only hope is that the Trumpansies who do have a tiny bit of gray matter up there are going to realize that he fucked them. and suckered them. And the coal mines are not going to reopen. And
that's where our hope lies.
These jobs are not going to. Yeah. And those are the ones with already have guns. We don't have to tell them to arm up.
Attention, marginally stupid. We're putting our hope in you. It's terrifying. Please. Try to use your fucking
Trump's
brain.
Trump's pick for transportation secretary is Elaine Chao, who...
What does she hate? Transportation.
Keith Olbermann said, congratulations, miners, who got suckered by Trump.
Yes.
He's now hired the idiot who fired all the inspectors before the Crandall and Sago disasters, the mining disasters.
Oh.
This idiot, Elaine Chao, got rid of all the inspectors because, you know, too much inspection costs too much money, too much regulation and shit. You're stifling our profits.
So are you telling me before I fly, there's going to be less people looking at the fucking plane before it takes off?
Well, this was mining.
Mining. Okay. You said transportation, though.
Miner. Well, that's interior and transportation. That's okay, mining
yeah,
also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's what, Trump, maybe they're going to figure it out that Trump is fucking them too. Maybe.
Oh, shit. He's going to do everything he can. You know what? He'll do everything he can to silence the left so he gets another term. Who knows?
Trump's voting and flag tweets are not the words of a sane man. That was a couple of tweets.
Who said that?
Keith Olbermann.
Okay. Thank you, Keith.
And, you know, some people are saying that they're a diversion. I don't know that they're saying he's brilliant. He's a brilliant manipulator of the media, because right when the more information was coming out about his conflict of interest and stuff, all of a sudden he gets mad at Hamilton. And all yes. anybody's talking about is the Twitter at Hamilton. But he didn't know that was coming.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's like...
There's no way. That's not part of some grand scheme. And by the way...
I think it just was luck. And this is proof. There's nothing real new today about his shenaniganry. I mean, there is almost every day bullshit coming out about him. But why would he all of a sudden go after this flag burning thing?
I don't know.
So I think Keith Olbermann's right here. He tweets that... these tweets are not a distraction. They are the tweets of a crazy person.
That makes sense if you think about it, because like, if we all think this is part of his grand scheme, like to do what? He's already fucking president, right?
Man does not acknowledge.
Oops. Yeah.
He's already goddamn president. So maybe he's just a big fucking barbarian now. A tyrant.
Trump's newest crazy tweets aren't a diversion. They're confirmation he is insane and must not assume office. Here's the last minute of Keith Olbermann.
Pain to rebuild our country at 1 hour and then 96 hours later insist, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally. These are not words of sanity. These are the rages and the boasts and the madness that we have seen throughout history. Saddam Hussein, Mussolini, Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong, Stalin, Pol Pot, Bin Laden, Hitler. If there are still doubts about what we face and how our hands are tied just a little more tightly every day, if there needs to be debate about how sick this man is, whether this is treatable neurosis or an illness brought on by a physical calamity or injury or full-on malignant narcissism or paranoia or psycho or sociopathy, so be it. We may still have time for a national dialogue about exactly what is wrong with him. But in pronouncing, after arguably the greatest upset in American electoral history, that he would have won by more because the vote was still rigged against him... Donald John Trump has made it inarguably certain that there is something desperately wrong with him, and he is not psychologically fit to assume the presidency next January 20th. Resist. Peace.
There you go.
God, that makes...
See, that's us without, like, whew. Cunt and dickwad and things like that.
That makes me not want to ride anymore.
It's a more civilized anger.
That's so good.
Than ours. Yeah.
Did you hear that list?
He's what, great.
That malignant,
he's
whatever
good.
The fuck. God,
really good.
Brilliant.
So.
Jeez.
Wait, I didn't finish the Stuart Varney shit.
Stuart Varney.
We got sidetracked in outrage. I'm just so out of my fucking mind after this flag tweet. I mean,
it's fucked up.
God damn.
It is fucked up that we're going. It's like we're going backwards. Mm-hmm. It's like when you write down the date, it should be a 1, a 9, and then a fucking 4 in front of it, maybe. Oh. God, I don't fucking know.
Stop there.
Yeah, right? Somebody's going to invent the wheel.
Here is Andrew Napolitano,
former
judge on Varney and Company, and they're talking about this tweeting business. I finally got the video to load here. And listen to Stuart Varney.
Okay.
Who's a spectacular piece of shit.
There are some people who will laugh at this next story and some people will not. Donald Trump says he's got a new tweet. Burning the American flag should be illegal. Here is the tweet. Nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag. And if they do, there must be consequences. Perhaps loss of citizenship or a year in jail. Oh, he's laughing. Read it and weep, everybody, because the judge is here. What is wrong with a penalty for burning the American flag?
What's wrong with that? What is wrong with a penalty for burning the...
I don't know.
What's wrong with 50 lashes if you say you don't like the president?
Oh, yes. Throw him in the Iron Maiden.
Supreme Court opinions that say I can burn my flag, I can't burn yours, I can't burn the government's, but burning the American flag is a form of protected freedom of speech. As reprehensible as it is, as demonstrative of a hatred of American values as it is, I fully agree with the president-elect on that, but you cannot prosecute for it. The reason I chuckled is the penalty of stripping citizenship has been prohibited in the United States of America since 1789.
So he's laughing at Trump. He's like, you can't strip anybody of citizenship.
You just can't.
Not only can you not prosecute, even though I agree with him that it's heinous and that you shouldn't. I don't agree. I don't care. I don't care. Fuck all if somebody burns a flag as long as it doesn't affect me in the least bit.
Don't burn me.
I don't give a shit.
And don't let the fire get out of control, especially living in an apartment building. That kind of shit makes me nervous.
I'm not into worshiping false idols.
Oh, me neither.
You Christo hypocrites, by the way. If you follow those commandments, why do you get your little Christo taints twisted by the fact that somebody burns a flag? Why are you
quit popping a stiffy for the fucking flag, yo?
Piece of cloth, yeah. So Napolitano laughed about Trump wanting to strip somebody of citizenship.
Right.
Now listen to what this fuckstain, AIDS-ridden fuckstain, has to say.
America since 1789. Since 1789.
We'll get a new Supreme Court and get a different rule.
You'll need a new constitution, young man. Rather than the one under which he was elected president.
So Donald Trump is making a point, reaching over the heads of everybody.
He's making a point that he wants to stand up for veterans and he wants to stand up for people that want to fly the flag. And to the extent that that's a valid, admirable...
Nobody's preventing anybody from flying a flag. And of course,
that is insane.
I can't burn your flag. I can't burn your shit. I can't burn anything of somebody else's. He makes it sound like there's a special provision that, well, I can't burn your flag, but I can burn mine.
You can't burn my socks.
You can't burn people's shit. So that makes sense. But Trump is not Trump is not making a global message that, well, I love veterans and, you know, if they want to fly the flag, they should. He said if someone burns it, they should lose their citizenship and throw them in jail. How are you,
you can't
normalizing
burn.
This? How are you softening this? How are you sugarcoating
this? You can't burn somebody's shit. That's true.
Wants to stand up for people that want to fly the flag. And to the extent that that's a valid, admirable political point, great. But people cannot be prosecuted for expressing unpopular opinions. We know that.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, jeez. Varney's.
He said that with glee. He didn't say that with, oh, my God, not yet. He said not yet.
His nipples are at full attention. He is excited.
Varney's on the list.
Not yet, baby. Not yet.
Varney's on the list.
Jesus. What do you mean?
I'm just saying that.
What list?
He's on the list.
Of being un-American?
Of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of war crimes.
What do you think about that, Varney?
Right.
Smart guy.
And if anybody should be jailed, it should be people like Varney, the vulture capitalists who've been robbing us blind.
It's just we're infected with people that don't understand anything. They're just so fucking stupid. God, I hate that stupid people are allowed to fucking vote. It makes me insane.
Right.
I hang out with stupid people all the time, and they say stupid shit. They do stupid shit, but yet they can fucking vote. It's disgusting.
Ugh. Expressing unpopular opinions. We know that.
Not yet. Okay. Never. Okay. Not yet.
Don't even know that. Stop it.
He, and then Napolitano said never, and he said not yet.
Oh,
again,
God.
He responded. He's looking forward with glee to the point where someone with differing opinions can be prosecuted.
But does Varney not understand that it could be him? If he says the wrong thing on his fucking show and enough Trumpalos see it, they're like, hey, right. This guy is fucking un-American. Who knows?
Right. Say what you want.
I mean,
try to take our rights to say it away and shit's going to burn.
Yeah. And how is this? I'm just trying to think how this would go. Okay. Say you tweet like a pro Black Lives Matter tweet. Some lunatic notices it. What do? Do they send your Twitter handle to some other guy that puts you on a list? I mean, how is the list going to be compiled of who's un-American? I'm wondering.
Right.
Or is it just going to be somebody in the White House? You're like, hey, look at all these people.
It's McCarthy all over again.
And then you're going to haul you into a room. And they're going to say, hey, at Vile Experience, on this day you tweeted this. How do you explain that?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to jail.
I'm going to Guantanamo with a million other people.
Loudly, but
right.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean, loudly? What do you mean?
I mean, I'll go. I'll be screaming the entire way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
About the fascist pigs they are.
God, it's worse than we thought. It really is. Oh, shit.
So, that's the end of that one. That's the Fox shit stain.
God damn it.
Napolitano.
Nuts.
Add him to the list of un-Americans.
I know it's a fucking dickheads.
Who want to take people's rights away.
Yeah. Great.
I've got a follow-up to yesterday's Crab Diving. If you go to crabdiving.com, iTunes or Stitcher, download us.
Crab Diving follow-up.
Leave us nice reviews and shit.
Thumbs us up, or else.
We played tape of, yeah.
Thumbs us up, or else, to the camps!
We played tapes of a tape of a woman in a Michael's store in Chicago.
Oh, fuck me. This
who
this,
had
this.
Done lost her mind, and she's a Trumpansie, apparently a fascist pig, who...
Have you ever been to a Michael's?
Racist, what?
Have you ever been to a Michael's? Fabric
yeah,
store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's impossible to fucking find anything in there. It makes me nuts.
But she went on a tirade.
Yes.
Claiming that she was discriminated against because the brown people behind the counter didn't give her a bag for free.
Are we going to see more of this, though? I mean, really?
We are. We're playing them every day.
These
people
assholes.
Who I really want to explain. I want someone to explain the phenomenon of... I mean, I guess we could figure it out. But of how they use the name Trump as a magic spell.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. What does that mean?
We've got case of people who are on video saying racist things, doing horrible things, and invoking the name Trump. Even sometimes not even saying, I voted Trump, like that idiot yesterday. I voted Trump, so there. Okay.
And then what happens?
Right.
Other weird, like-minded Nazis
other people
start
just,
chanting with
other
you?
Other people just yell Trump. Ugh. Like Expelliarmus. Like they're casting some kind of fucking Aveda Cavardo. Or what was the death spell for Harry Potter?
I think it was Mechalekahai, Mechahiney Ho.
That's it.
Go fuck yourself. So stupid. I hate all these stupid people.
So what is going on in these vile creatures' little tiny brains?
Oh, that I don't fucking know.
They feel that they need to articulate the name of their great leader.
Does it validate what they're saying?
Yeah,
or is
I guess.
It a rallying cry? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. They're
I don't know.
You're supposed to.
It's creepy.
You're supposed to say, oh, I'm sorry, you voted for Trump. Well, here.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Let me give you a special discount. Princess.
Yeah.
Prince.
I know what you mean. You're a fucking Nazi white supremacist loon.
Yeah. Privileged cunt face.
Right.
Putrid mammal snot.
Ha 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 ha.
So.
You are nipple ejaculate.
We found out now also, this is over at the Crooks and Liars, a great libtard site.
Say goodbye to them.
Right. They're on.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure they're on the list too, on the other side. That, this woman apparently is known in the hood.
Yes.
And that we have another video of her that was taken, last July. And this is her in the same person in Pete's Coffee. So this is obviously someone who has issues with public anger.
Pete's Coffee, by the way.
Bitch. You're the bitch. You are the bitch. You are literally the bitch. Do you see where we're at? You're a bitch. What do you think you are treating people like that? Oh, are you? Oh, my God. You're a floor manager. Oh, my God. Really, you're...
He says, I'm the floor manager. She's like, oh, you're a floor manager. Oh, my God.
You're a floor manager and you call people bitches?
Oh, my God.
You're a bitch.
Will you
treat my employees like that? Treat your employees? Yes, I was treated like crap. Bobby. No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't.
So she mistreated an employee. She acted like this. And the floor manager apparently stuck up for the employee. And he probably shouldn't have, but he called this woman a bitch. I actually fully support him, and I would give him a raise and a bonus.
Why are these people picking on these coffee guys?
Because they're privileged twunts. It's privilege. They think they are better than those people working their asses off.
They're working
behind
their
that counter.
Asses off. All these people picked on in these service industry jobs, it just fucking it enrages me. I mean, you know, when I worked at Starbucks, two times a shift, you got to empty out all the trash. And it's heavy. It's full of coffee grounds and shit. You got to drag it out to the fucking dumpster. Now I got somebody yelling at me. Well, not me. I'm white. Yelling at somebody of color working at one of these stores. Trump, Trump, Trump. Fuck you, man. And by the way, Pete's Coffee. That's some delicious shit, man.
Is it?
I hope they're not evil. That corporate. They got it going on over
good
there.
Good coffee.
They have great fucking coffee.
Well, Chick-fil-A is good, too.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't. I was afraid for my life.
Oh, fuck.
I was actually afraid for my life.
Go to Aleppo. Go to Aleppo and order coffee, lunatic.
Didn't she try the same thing yesterday? And we have like full tape of what happened, and there was no one threatening her life. But she tried to tell the police that yesterday.
Oh,
wasn't
that
part of the story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was. And I did make a police report against Becky. She did come at me aggressively, and I will call your corporate office, Bobby, calling me a bitch.
Hi.
Oh, don't worry. I know you because you're a voice on your safe. I don't think so. It's not.
She said, you think you're because you're in Boys Town?
A Boys Town is Chicago.
This is Chicago.
Do you think you're in Boys Town? Meaning, like, do you think... You think you can behave that way that people are going to stick up for you because you're in a liberal, progressive part of the city. Boys Town is the the quote unquote gay neighborhood in Chicago. Is that what she means?
I think.
Or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, this person makes me so fucking angry.
At one point, she yells, "I'm going back to my $90,000 a year job, and you're stuck back here." There you go. There
Bench
it
forks.
Is. There
God
it is.
Damn it. You know what really blows about this? What really fucking blows, because if you work at Pete's Coffee or at Starbucks, any of these fucking retail places or Michael's, you don't know. How do you stick up for yourself? Because these fucking assholes at Starbucks, he calls her a bitch. That guy could lose his fucking job. Because they don't fuck around with how you talk to the public. Everything you say to a customer is yes, sir, no, ma'am, this, that, and the other. You suck their fucking dick till there's no goddamn tomorrow. I mean, this person making $90,000 a year could cause this barista to lose their job. You must be shitting me. Ugh.
At that point, the manager yelled back at her that if she has a $90,000 a year job, why can't she pay for her coffee?
Yeah.
And then he threw her out and threatened to call the cops.
God.
But apparently on the Twitter, some people have been saying she has quite a reputation in the neighborhood. Ugh. So apparently
she's an asshole.
This person is just a giant asshole. You could say mentally ill. I don't know. Is she?
Who cares?
I don't know that she is mentally ill unless...
I mean,
public spectacles are a mental illness.
How can you have mental illness? How can you be mentally ill, but you've made a police report? You know what I mean? It's not like.
Well, you can.
Is it wrong to say can we throw her on Guantanamo? Can we throw her on right. the fucking island? I don't want to fucking go to a.
Stuart
I go to a
Varney.
Oh yeah,
he's a candidate, un-American. Non-American, by the way, Stuart. You're probably a citizen now.
God.
But if he's not, quintuple fuck you in every hole.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take a second here. I love coffee so much. And when I go to a coffee shop sometimes, you know, whatever, it's like 20 minutes. I want to get my coffee. I want to sit there. You want to let it cool for a couple of minutes. And you want to drink it. You want to enjoy it. And I like it when there's nobody saying shit. I don't want to hear you on your fucking phone. I don't want to hear your music. And I don't want to hear your fucking conversation. People in general need to shut the fuck up at these coffee places and let people enjoy their fucking coffee and leave these workers alone. My fucking God. Jesus.
I've got a story here. What time? Oh, we're still going here, ladies and gentlemen. This lovely Tuesday. Don't forget we're here every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Right.
My brother texted and he's like, geez, you guys are talking about guns a lot.
We're pretty angry today, yeah. Pretty angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just for protection.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not advocating any violent revolution or any preemptive attacks.
Well, now you got
to... Now I'm saying I'm a little scared for my freedoms.
Yeah, but now you got a gun, you know what I mean?
And that the brown shirts are going to come after us. Well, I mean, ultimately, it's the same laughable thing that if the full government is behind the evil fascist takeover,
right?
Then it's the same laughs that we made at the other militia, which is we're just going to get droned. You know, you can have your 38 caliber and get droned, but it makes it harder.
What happens if Trump is president and we have something like another Standing Rock? Or if it's still going when he's president.
Did you see the governor ordered them off?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Today, yeah. So,
And today's the day the veterans are coming in, right? Or did that happen yesterday?
December 4th, I think. We got a few days that one.
Oh, shit.
Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Be prepared. Actually, be prepared to protest. I don't think it's going to come to the point... but I do think it's going to be like the 60s. I think there's going to be massive protests.
Oh, yeah, man.
And people are going to get heads knocked. And with the Republicans in charge, they're not great with dissent. So
no,
they're going to throw people in jail. They're going to beat people.
And yes.
We're going to have another where the people get shot.
And you know...
Where the students get shot.
Kent State.
We're going to have another Kent State. And then that's where... That's when Trump Tower will metaphorically burn.
Right. And Neil Young is writing songs about this GMO and food shit. Stop that. Stop writing songs about food. Write songs about revolution again, dude. Before you fucking die.
I've got a story here. This is, I guess, good news.
Yes.
trying to dig through the just layers and yards full of shit.
Yeah, right.
And trying to find something good here. But this is in Washington State, which of course is on the liberal left coast. So
liberal.
I guess we can't take it as that great of a news, even though this happened because this happened in a in a liberal-ish area, but it's not. It's not. I think it's more rural though. It's okay. Pasco, Washington.
Pasco,
and they were trying to pass one of these religious freedom, in quotes,
okay,
measures.
Now you said this was good news. I'm holding you to that.
Well, they were trying to pass.
Okay.
One of these so-called religious freedom laws that have allowed business owners to use their faith as a justification to discriminate against customers.
Oh, yes.
Was defeated.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Pasco, Washington.
Shove your Jesus up your ass.
It was introduced by a Christo fascist, evil, un-American shithole of a person named Bob Hoffman, city councilman.
What's up, dickhead?
And it was introduced the day before they had this, they heard the case in Washington for Arlene's Flowers, which was the flower shop that refused to serve a couple of lesbians.
You don't want that business? You don't want that business?
No, they don't.
What kind of capitalist are you, you fucking pussy?
You know what's funny is last week, I didn't even play this, but Fucker Carlson, who's getting his own show now.
What a vomit.
On the Fox.
Yes.
Stepping down as the poobah over at the Daily Caller.
Who is that? Oh, Fucker
Carlson. Yeah.
Fucker's the Daily Caller.
And he's been the editor there. Now he's stepping down to because he's doing his own show.
Oh, yes.
But he's still part owner, I guess, of the Daily Caller.
What a cock.
The brotastic,
oh, yeah.
Rape-excusing, white supremacist alt-right.
Rape-excusing? What was
their
thing?
They're all brotastic. They hate anything. Whenever anybody's accused of rape, they're always like, oh, well, you know, what was she wearing?
God, he is such a douche. What a fucking douche.
I forgot my point now.
Tucker Carlson stepping down from the Daily Caller.
Yeah, he's going to be doing that now.
He's got his own show. Shit-tastic.
Yeah, don't know where it was going.
Fuck.
But anyway, the 5-2, the city council voted against this horrible law.
Wonderful.
More than 200 people showed up to protest this law.
I love it.
And he said he proposed adding a sentence to the resolution,
okay,
which would allow him to pass it in good conscience. See, what they were doing was to guard against general class-based invidious discrimination. We call upon all businesses, including florists, photographers, bakers, musicians, caterers, and venue operators to refrain from discrimination against any persons based on their race, sexual orientation, identity status, nationality, religion, gender, age, or handicap in the sale of everyday goods, blah, 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 blah.
Perfect.
This guy argued, who introduced the law.
Okay.
Said that, wait a second, am I reading this incorrectly?
Are you reading right to left or left to right?
A religious freedom law that would have allowed business owners to discriminate has been defeated. Okay, so I was right.
That's good news.
During the city council meeting, one of the council members said that the number of secular activist letters and calls helped make a decision in the final decision.
Oh, shit.
So call people right now.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm not shitting you. There's all kinds of, go out, Google, find your local representative, find your governor, find everybody that you can call, every representative, and say whatever you feel, whatever your issue is, let them know, because it really does. They get scared if big numbers of people start contacting them, because then they think that, oh my God, maybe I might lose next time.
They are scared of not having a fucking job, right?
And we need to start primarying these alleged Democrats,
right?
These alleged progressives, and get rid of those fuckers.
Oh, man.
If they are sucking Trump cock sure. and not vowing to...
Are we going
to
see that?
...oppose him at every goddamn step of the way? We're trying. They're trying. But then you got old fucking dogs. Old blue Democrats, which are the same assholes that helped foist Hillary upon
us. Right, right.
I mean, she won, but you can't deny... I'm not a Bernie bro who thinks, oh my God, the election was stolen from Bernie. They did obviously favor Hillary, and they obviously wanted her to be the candidate.
Yes.
However, we need to get in there and change the DNC rules. There were no laws broken. There were no laws broken.
I mean,
it was the rules. Right. They could, the DNC is a private club, and they could put their thumb on the scales like
whoever
they did.
They fucking want to nominate, right?
And it was shitty and super delegates and all that, and we want to get rid of all that shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, they should have ran the best guy. And maybe they did. Who knows?
One of the council members there said, I do want to thank all the people who reached out to us in a very positive manner, whichever side you were on the issue. There were a lot of people who reached out to us and gave some really good points and some really good thoughts. Here's a tip, a pro tip. If you're contacting these people...
Yes.
Don't talk like me.
Crab diving pro tip. Oh, yeah.
Even when I contact these people, I am good, nice citizen.
Right. Well,
and state my issues calmly. Listen. I don't call them a fascist goose-stepping pig. I wait till I'm on the air to
maybe,
do that.
You know, if you're going to contact him, you can sound like you. Just leave out those body fluid metaphors, maybe.
Possibly.
A few less.
I do leave those out.
Right.
And that that is what you have to do. You can't. As much fun as it is to tweet, fuck you, you tiny orange-handed little fascist wannabe, that's fine on Twitter. But if you're
maybe
actually contacting
right
your representative in some form to express your opinion otherwise, those are the kind of things that I don't think they listen to that much, as opposed to if you send them like surprisingly right. physical letters, because nobody gets them anymore.
Oh, yeah, snail mail. Who gives a shit?
You know, go into Word, type something up, and print it, and find out
on
how
a printer,
to mail something
right?
the old school style with a stamp and shit.
I hate it sometimes.
And,
like, my computer doesn't recognize my printer, and it literally makes me want to jump out a window.
But because they get millions of tweets a day, obviously,
yeah, yeah.
or a zillion emails a day, an actual physical, well-spoken typed letter, I think.
It holds more weight.
Right. And also... With these cookie cutter sites where you can go and they'll fill it out for you and just copy paste the verbiage.
Oh yeah,
and you send it.
Is that
no good?
Own.
Yeah, right.
Nobody
your own
cares.
Thing. Right, right.
Express
your
yourself, goddammit.
You'll get put in a pile of
yes.
Here's somebody who's against X.
Right,
but I think if you really want to start trying to. Get your point across, speak eloquently and
fuck
in
yeah,
your own
man.
Words. Here is, I do. I
don't be a cum drizzle.
Don't be a cum drizzle. Don't right. say cum. Don't call them cum drizzle. This is, I don't know if you want to hear a little bit of this guy, but this is the asshole.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear him.
In Councilman Bob Hoffman, who wanted in Washington. I don't have that specific video. Fuck it. Anyway,
Bobby.
But he's the guy who wanted to discriminate.
What an asshole.
There was a couple of signs at the meeting. These 200
yes.
people, overwhelmingly, surprisingly, people are on the side of right.
Well, it's Washington, so we're lucky.
It is Washington.
You know,
it's not Tupelo.
Don't you think it's right?
Might be a little different.
Mississippi.
Yeah. In Tuscaloosa.
Fuck you, boy. Jesus or nothing.
One of the signs I say, no hate, no hate. True Christians don't discriminate.
Right. What do you think about that, Alabama?
Yeah, fuck
you. You fucking assholes.
Jesus wants us to discriminate.
Well, and he's white.
As fuck.
White as fuck.
Don't forget to join us on Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We whip out our non-belief a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. We ensure our place in the gulag.
And this one I would save for Faithless Friday, but I can't ever save clips of this guy till
the end
of
the week. Well, it's only Tuesday,
right?
It's only fucking Tuesday. There's going to be plenty to talk about come Friday, right?
especially the way things are going.
Oh, sure.
The Jim Baker Show.
God, this guy, this fucking guy.
The, I don't even know what this is. It's on the screen. $75 donation. Dayspring Blocks.
What in the fuck is that?
In inspirational or everyday themes. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Here is Jim Baker, who's
stupid.
A thrilled aplenty that Donald Trump got elected.
Is it true that he can't stop ejaculating since the election?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Poor Terry. She needs a wipe down.
Lori.
Lori. Fuck. Yeah. Terry.
Terry is
Pat Robertson.
Is Pat Robertson's co-host.
Correct.
I don't know if they're exchanging fluids. That would be a scandal. Ooh,
lucky Terry.
But there's no fluids coming out of Pat Robertson. You could poke him with a fork anywhere, and you're not going to get anything but dust that pours out.
A puff of white smoke comes out his urethra.
Maybe the spinal fluid of virgins or something. Whatever's keeping that old fuck alive. So here is Jim Baker crowing.
Oh, yeah.
Over Donald Trump, and guess why?
The thing that is shocking, Putin and Trump, I don't know what's going on, but they're talking about helping Israel rebuild their temple.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You hear one of those cows in the audience? Hallelujah.
Oh, wait. Why do we give a shit about this? Why do we fucking
care? This is why they love Israel. This is the only reason they love Israel.
Jesus.
They still hate Jews, but they love Israel because in their book,
yes,
in the LSD trip that is Revelations, It says that basically Israel's going to own Jerusalem again, and they're going to build the third temple, and then Jesus is going to come and fucking kill everybody.
Let me
except for the Christians.
Do you think Jim Baker knows that there are Jews in Israel?
Of course.
Okay.
He doesn't care. He only cares. Doesn't care about the people. They don't care about the religion.
Oh,
of
it's the
Jews.
Bullshit.
He doesn't care about the freedom.
It's the fucking bullshit.
Right. He doesn't care that Israel is a religious state, and that's where the Jews can practice and live freely without having been discriminated against for centuries,
yes.
Millennia.
Yes.
They don't care about that. They
Do you
care
believe
about
in
the fact
yes.
that once Israel gets in charge of Jerusalem,
right.
then their magic book says they put up a new temple. Jesus comes down with lasers.
Do the crabs believe in a two-state solution?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean...
Okay. Shocking. So does Lori.
Yeah.
I mean...
Shocking.
You know...
It really is. Yeah.
Oh, that's not Lori. That's another one. Lori says...
That's Lori,
no,
isn't it?
Someone else, this other woman on the panel, I don't know
like
who it
her.
Is, said, oh, it's shocking. And then Jim says... And then Lori said, yeah, that is. Camera's not on them.
Shocking.
You know,
it really is.
It's too different.
Yeah.
If
wow.
Well,
wow. Yeah, miracle.
I mean, I wish I had time on this show, but...
we'll do it when Tom's here.
Rabbi Berger, the rabbi of David's tomb on Mount Zion, agreed that recent political events were a sign that Jews in America should relocate to Israel.
What?
So
fuck?
I don't know. Is that playing into the alt-right Nazi fucks who are like, oh, that would be great.
Oh yes, please.
Not only is this tying in with the ridiculous myth,
yes,
the goat herder myth.
Oh yeah.
Not only is it doing that, but we get to get rid of all the Jews in America, too, because they're all going to leave and they're supposed to go. They're supposed to go back to Israel. Now, try to convince. Here's the thing.
Yes.
The Jews don't believe in that.
What?
Revelation isn't in the Torah.
What?
The Jews don't believe in Jesus come. They don't believe Jesus is God. They don't believe that shit.
Yeah, so yeah. They're fucking it up.
Why would the Jews here say, okay, cool, we'll play along.
I don't know.
We'll usher in your apocalypse that we don't believe in. So we'll all leave. You know, so does that mean these people are going to justify deporting Jews here? If we send them back to Israel, that's going to usher in our end times faster.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And by the way, can we just say one second? Jim Baker, I looked at the yes. shot that's on him.
Yes.
Where did he get those glasses? Did he just go to, like, they're very hip.
Well, he's making a lot of money.
And his show.
On buckets of food.
His show sounds like fucking shit right here. Don't you agree? Like, Lori's off on her own world. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. We got to.
Jews in America. Sorry. Should relocate to Israel. Within God's command to Abraham to leave his homeland and to come to Israel is a hidden message to the Jews.
Oh, brother.
That this year they must do as Abraham did and come home. Said Rabbi Berger.
Mm. Wow.
So, I'll tell you, when they start talking about building...
Spontaneous 80-year-old orgasms all throughout the whole.
Bleh.
So, I'm telling you, when they start talking about...
Dry, of course.
Building the temple, and the Jews all coming back to Israel, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords comes after that.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Oh. We'll all be dead before that, but half of us will be dead before this show's over. But that's great.
That God, they're all disjointed, man. They're just nothing. Who directs that show? It makes me insane.
I think Jim.
Nobody.
We got to bail, everybody. We'll be back yelling tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, they're giving us plenty to screech about here. More than we anticipated.
We're on a list.
We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher and download us, hey, leave us a nice review. It helps us out. Spread the crabs. Share the crabs.
Yes.
If you're going to buy shit on Amazon. The holidays are coming up.
That's
buy
right.
shit for the people you sort of care about, but you don't want to see.
Yes.
And have them send it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble of taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. I accidentally hit the gobble.
I love that.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. Instagram, @RatedRComedy. Or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram, @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Oh, yes. We will be back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Resist.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.